Hi, my name is Andrew Warner, and I'm the founder of Mixergy.com. Mixergy is an invitation website that helps your guests get to know each other before events. I'm using interviews like these as a way for you to meet some of the people who I've gotten to know when I hosted events using Mixergy. In this session, I'll be talking with Chuck Longenecker of Digital Telepathy. What's exciting about Chuck is that he's an entrepreneur who helps other entrepreneurs launch web apps. I'm going to be talking to him in this interview about how he started his company and how he's made it successful. And I'm also going to talk to him about what he's learned by building web applications for others so that we can get some ideas for our apps and our internet businesses. Okay, so there's the intro. Let's just jump right into the interview. Can you say your name and the name of your company?
Okay. My name is Chuck Longenecker, and my company is Digital Telepathy.
What does Digital Telepathy do?
Digital Telepathy is a consulting firm that works with startups and larger brands to help design their web strategy and their user experience to elevate their online presence.
Okay, and one of your products is the Business in a Box. Am I right?
Correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're actually blending our two services, Business in a Box and Cultivate, together. We realize that we can have one service offering that's kind of the best of both worlds. And what the Business in a Box is the starting point for our services, and it involves a complete intake with either a startup or a brand that we're engaging with, and allows us to understand what their challenges are and what their goals are, and build a plan of action, whether that be building out the web strategy of a brand new startup or revising or enhancing a strategy of a brand to either evolve them to more of a modern new web approach and add more social features and interact with their community and customers, or if it's to actually take a startup from just a concept all the way to a web app and go live to the market.
I see. And how'd you start the company?
I started the company 7.5 years ago. I was in Chicago, and I had worked for Arthur Andersen and couldn't really handle corporate America, and I worked for a few startups and just really wasn't motivated with the work I was doing or the leadership that I had. So I actually got laid off from a startup and got a small $5,000 severance, and was able to bootstrap that for 4 months and start Digital Telepathy. And fortunately, my friend and co-founder, Bill Bonifil, was laid off at the same time, and he was a designer, because I didn't really know much about designing websites. I knew about Flash, but I didn't really have any HTML or design experience. So I brought Bill in as our creative director, and we bootstrapped it, and were able to land a few clients, and have been evolving the company ever since.
What kind of projects were you taking on at first?
Initially, we were a multimedia and web design company, so we worked with ad agencies and were designing using Director, that old program, to build out multimedia CDs, and we were also building, you know, microsites, mini sites at the time, to help support bigger brands. It was kind of one of the first versions of what a blog would be today, and just kind of keeping up news and articles that support brands with interviews and such things.
When did you know that you were on the right track, that the company was what you wanted to do every day, when it was just blowing up or getting exciting?
I have a specific moment, which is kind of funny. It was about a year after we had moved to San Diego, about 2002. I was driving down the 8th West Freeway, heading back to my house/office at the time in Ocean Beach, and we didn't have any money. You know, we were just barely surviving. I think we paid each other $300 a month, but we were able to scrape enough together, you know, to eat and buy gas and to somehow run a business. And I was driving back, and I had bought an old, like 1993 used 300ZX, and I had the T-tops down and was driving into the sunset, and I just thought to myself, like, this is amazing. I mean, I don't have much, but I'm doing exactly what I want to in life. I'm loving what I do, and I'm getting to make up, you know, my career and my destiny and the world and what I do from scratch, and I don't have to answer to anybody. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know the feeling. That's the greatest thing about being an entrepreneur. You're just making up the future every day.
And I've had a few additional moments from then when as a business, because we're relatively cutting edge on the web, that we have to constantly evolve. And when I started to realize that we could start focusing on things that create positive impact in the world, we don't have to just take clients because they're offering to pay a lot of money or because it looks good and credible to work with them. When I started to realize we could do things to actually create that positive change, and we could get involved in really cool projects, and we could start throwing conferences, and we could start building our own small web apps and businesses for things that we're passionate about, that's where, you know, I just hit the point of never going back.
So you started building your own web apps already, right?
Correct.
Can you tell me about those apps?
Yeah, we have a sister company called Rebel. We consider Rebel a thinkubator. A lot of the concepts that start here at DT, just amongst us as somewhat serial entrepreneurs, we are able to kind of brew those down and take a look at the ones that we feel really have a good chance to make a good impact on the market and solve a really, really profound problem. And so we established Rebel to be able to manage the development of these applications, and then we're able to leverage DT, Digital Telepathy, to build the apps, conceive the apps, and then we partner with several development companies to build them out. Right now we have three applications. We have Champion Sound, which is a musician broadcast tool. It's a free tool that you're able to log into as a musician or a promoter or a venue and broadcast your shows or your new albums, any kind of news, anything like that for free via email or SMS or online event site widgets. And that is then supported by one small and relevant ad. In order to serve the ads, we really understood that, you know, our brand of Champion Sound really depends on the ads that we serve. They have to be relevant, they have to be cool, they have to be high quality. We couldn't find an ad network that would do that for us, so we built one. We considered a boutique ad network, hence the name Bang, Boutique Ad Network Group. And so we're bringing in just very high quality music related advertisers and serving them on Champion Sound, as well as approaching other websites. And the last app is called Learn From My Life. Another passion of ours aside from music is thought leaders and you know, a lot of authors and people that we're really inspired by. So we wanted to create a place online and create a community for an international audience to be able to interface and learn additionally from these thought leaders. Because, you know, the biggest constraint with an author is that they can only communicate with as many people as they can travel to. Or, you know, on a personal level, it's just incredibly difficult for them. And there's a huge amount of demand worldwide for thought leaders. So we've built a platform for them to be able to interact with their followers, to be able to spread their additional kind of teachings continuously be able to interact one-on-one via this web application.
How do you get the authors to sign up?
We fortunately got some great people involved in the project that have direct connections with a lot of these authors. And in particular, we're working with Dale Brown, who is the former coach of the LSU college basketball team, discovered Shaquille O'Neal and was the father of the transition offense. And he's a big member of the Speakers Bureau and has many, many, many influential friends, is very passionate about this. And so he's been pretty instrumental in setting us up with a lot of great people, as well as we have just wonderful partners as part of Learn From My Life that have helped us out as well.
Okay, so you've built a lot of web apps, which essentially means to me you've built lots of internet companies. If I were coming to you, Chuck, and saying, I want to start my own company online, what steps would you tell me to take before I got started?
Sure. It actually happens quite a bit. we're really excited to work on anything that we feel is a great idea. So we always want to help out in one way or another, whether we end up working with someone or not. So, you know, the most important aspect is having some type of loose business plan. It doesn't have to be a robust, bound business plan, but just getting your ideas down on paper is something that's very important and very crucial. And we suggest having that ahead of time, of course, as well as having a simple slide deck. If you follow Guy Kawasaki's rules for building a slide deck for a startup to be able to pitch investors or just to be able to get your idea out there, we feel that that's really crucial, because if you can't tell your story, and if you yourself don't clearly understand what you're up to, you're really not on the right track to succeed. So at that point, we find that that's pretty important. The other thing that is important as well is you need to decide whether you're going to bootstrap or if you're going to get investment. The one thing we do not suggest is someone who may be relatively comfortable putting the bulk of their financial savings behind a web application, especially with so much noise right now. And Web 2.0, it's starting to really equalize, and companies with good ideas are prevailing and good execution, and those with poor are dying, which is actually a good healthy market for us. And it's a dangerous place to invest too much of your own capital if you're not independently wealthy and bored.
You're saying you don't recommend using your own capital, or are you saying that if we do, we need to be really smart about it and even
exactly
more disciplined?
If you do invest your own capital, you need to highly bootstrap. You need to, probably not work with a firm like ours. You need to be able to be capable of putting together a good team, and hopefully being able to share equity with those people who will be instrumental in the design development of the application.
I've looked at your sites. Everything that you touch is simple, but all the features that I want seem to be there, and it's easy for me to understand. I think before our first conversation, I quickly went online and I checked out all your pages to see how much I could understand before I got on the phone with you. And I felt like I got a lot of it quickly. How do you do that? How do you explain such complicated ideas so simply?
It's important to be passionate about what you do. I think that if I'm extremely passionate about something, I can explain it in such a way, and it requires some practice, it requires some thinking through. But if you're passionate about something, you can really talk to it, and you can have that charisma when you talk about something. In terms of preparing your website and preparing your message, that can be really tricky, and that's something that's never done. So we suggest starting to build the message in the experiential summary, in your business plan, and continuing to build it as the project develops. We suggest starting with a simple splash page before you even, break ground of developing, and start to get your message out there and start to refine your message. And, some people, based on your intellectual property, you don't want to give away too much. But it's important to constantly have these conversations and to talk to all kinds of different people. Don't stay within your completely technical groups of people. I purposely have a CFO that's been in technology for a while, but he's used to more of an older school technology. And so he kind of always keeps me in line about talking about the bottom line and talking about really what matters, as opposed to dropping buzzwords and talking about Twitter and Facebook and all the stuff that's hype right now, but really doesn't necessarily matter in the end in mind. So I think staying really focused by that, and also just really testing. Put a lot out there in terms of when your site is being developed, have that splash page, start communicating with your audience, start understanding what they react to, and then revise your message according to that. And I think it's important to do some buzz building before you launch your product.
Oh, how do you do that?
Talk to bloggers. Yeah, talk to bloggers ahead of time. Get them interested in what you're doing. Make sure if you do have a private beta to give them access ahead of time, but make sure you're ready to do so. And have a lot of conversations. This is a really small and open community in terms of web startups, and people are really open to participate and give you advice, and be open to doing the same with them. And I think that's pretty crucial in terms of getting to understand your message more. In terms of buzz building, it's important to identify your audience and who you're really going to want to be doing business with or to be creating as members. And it's important to start building that social capital ahead of time. So start to take that message you've been honing in and start to go where your potential clients or members are, and start to spread that message. So that may be going through social media optimization and marketing and creating communities within existing social networks. It may also mean, you know, attending conferences and meeting people that way. But most importantly, you know, PR is kind of king at this point in time. And I can tell you from experience, you know, it's great. It makes a big difference to be on TechCrunch or to be covered in blogs and such. But if your message isn't right, you know, it's only one big blip on Alexa and then it goes away.
And I know your message starts out when you're writing your business plan and you develop it as you build out the website. Do you do anything else to get your message clear, sharp, and easy to understand?
Yeah, you have to constantly work on it. We work on our message several times a month. I mean, it's constantly changing. And it's I guess changing is not the right term for it. It's constantly evolving. Because as much as I believe we know who we are, you know, we don't know who we are completely. You're always discovering. So it's kind of like as much of a personal journey you may have, you do the same in business and understanding, you know, what are you exactly here for? What is your application? What's the problem that's solving the best, and how do you continue to evolve that and make it better? So that message needs to constantly be changed, and honestly, you have to talk to a lot of people. You can't show up and just think that you've got it down perfect. You have to constantly be open. And you know, I heard once that criticism is the best gift that you could ever get, because someone lets down their guard and is honest with you, and that's the only time you're allowed to grow. And so look out there for that constructive criticism. And be open to putting yourself out there. One of my good friends and one of our partners, Matt Brown of Integral Impressions, is taking the lead of what Ryan Carson did with Bare Naked App, and he's rebranding his entire company. We're actually helping him do it. And he's going to blog the whole thing, and he's going to put it out there, and he's going to crowdsource it. And, you know, I think it's a brilliant idea, because not only are you getting a lot of intelligent people's opinions and assistance, whether they're good and bad, but you're also getting exposure for what you're doing, and you're being transparent and allowing those people to see who you really are. And those people who appreciate that are the people you want to know and do business with.
I noticed that you and Matt Brown both started out by building sites and applications for other people, and then you moved on to create more of your own applications. That's a business plan that I'm noticing a lot down here in Southern California. There isn't as much VC money out here, so people are doing work, consulting work for some of the bigger companies that have been here forever, and using that money and experience to start their own web apps. Is that a business plan that am I picking up on a trend here?
Yeah, I totally agree. It seems like everybody I meet has a project, has a little web app that they're building, and I think it's great. If you look at the current state of, if you want to call it 2.0, and you take a look at the apps that have made it huge, if you look at Flickr and you look at Facebook and you look at MySpace, none of these were crafted by a marketing department or a business development department of a major corporation. These all came from very passionate people. I saw a few people speak from Flickr 3 or 4 years ago, and they talked about how, you know, they'd stay up all night and reply to every single person who signed up and create their community and build their social capital. I mean, a lot of these apps really came from blood, sweat, and tears of individuals just being passionate and believing in what they do and creating and honing in on a brilliant product. And when you go to a conference and you hear some of these people speak, it's funny because you're like, well, how did you do it? You know, like, well, what's your secret? What did you do? And continuously, all they'll say is, we built a good product. And that's hard, I think, sometimes for people to hear, but everybody is capable of building a perfect product based on who they are. And I think that's what we're starting to see, is that people are just trying to tap into that.
Cool. One last question. Your Twitter name is Barefoot CEO. How'd you come up with that?
That was actually something, admittedly, was self-applied. I actually have somewhat of a distaste for shoes. I infrequently wear them. In fact, I'm not wearing them right now. And I live in Southern California. I have a very relaxed communication style and leadership style with our people. And so it just kind of personified who I am as a person. And so that's what I chose to take on as a personality and the social universe on the web.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks so much. I know you've got a meeting coming up. I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
No worries. My pleasure.